I have a lot of booze in my ice cream as well. I don't think you're allowed to do that. It makes it creamier.
So for the album, you worked on songs individually and then together, and then you finally came up with that track list. And then, Paul, was it your role to actually start putting the album together?
My role is production and performance of a lot of this stuff. I mean, besides singing, you know, Helen does her part and some guitar parts. But mostly she gets busy with a lot of the lyrics. I contribute some, but we found that formula started to work for us a little bit better, where the idea comes and then I just get to work on production of it. And, you know, she starts lyrics because she writes lyrics so fast. I spend hours trying to come up with three lines. So she'll throw lyrics at me and, you know, we tweak them back and forth. But mainly I'm focused on the, you know, just coming up with the concept of sonically how it's going to sound and all that.
And it has various iterations. Like, he'll completely finish it and they'll go, nah, it's not what I wanted. And start all over
again.
Or
I'll do that as well.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, you do that. You'll just go, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, no, it's great. And you'll go, no, I can do a better version. I'm like, okay. Pretty much everything is Paul other than my vocals and a little bit of guitar and then a bit of my daughter's violin playing, and that is it.
And you also create videos for these songs. I mean, Worth the Time has a beautiful video, which we're going to include with the playlist for this episode. I'm curious, you know, because it's a concept album, is there going to be a video for every song? And, you know, I know you've done animation in the past, and I thought, oh, my God, maybe this could be an animation project as well all the way through. I could just see, you know, your little figure getting out of bed at the beginning and looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I don't know whether little Helen and little Paul are going to make an appearance again. They're very difficult to move, those little figures. We do have a brand new video for 5 o'clock somewhere. We went on a band holiday recently. We were going to try and tour in Europe, and it was just logistically so difficult. And then I think it was Paul that said, why don't we just go on holiday together? Because the four of us get on so well. So we just came back from a European holiday where we just happened to film a video of us at the Colosseum, at the Eiffel Tower, everywhere, just singing the song.
It sounds like you've got this touring thing down. You go on tour to Europe and then decide not to bother playing any dates and just enjoy yourself.
Exactly. It was very stress-free. There was no instruments to carry or check. In fact, we all went with just carry-on luggage. It was great.
And it's 5 o'clock somewhere is just like the perfect song when you're having one of those days, right?
Yeah, it's that song's about kind of just wanting to, you know, shut it all down and just relax, which I think a lot of us have a hard time doing, just stopping and letting the day go.
Slowly letting my day go, letting the world know I'll be gone a while, and slowly began to disappear.
That's Big Little Lions with It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere from their great new album, AM PM. Helen Austin and Paul Otten from the Big Little Lions are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the album. And let's be honest, just their wonderful approach to their music. So much fun. I'm intrigued. I may have to push for this video album to accompany it, because Helen Austin is one of those people who loves a challenge. And she loves to make videos, so I'm pretty confident if I keep talking about this enough, she will actually make a video version of the album to go with the songs.
You know what? I'll just keep... I mean, I take that challenge, Jen, and I can't resist a challenge. I'm not going to force things, but yeah, I think it's a nice way of keeping the album in people's minds if we just, you know, gradually put out a video for each song. So, darn it, Jen, what have you done?
You've talked a lot about, you know, mental health and been very open about your own challenges in that regard on previous songs that you've written. This album also has a bit of trying to help people get through, you know, this idea that it's okay, you know, to face challenges every day. I mean, isn't that part of the thing with a concept album like this?
Yeah, I think so. One of the songs I've just remembered almost. That I don't know if you know what happened to us with Facebook, where we were part of a scam. And when all that was going on, we were finishing this album when all that was going on. So we'd lost all of our followers. We'd lost our page. I'd lost my personal page. I did get that back. So all sorts of things were going on. And so we wanted one more song for the album. And so we wrote about the frustration of trying to get our Facebook back while they're just sending us emails going, this is of our highest importance and we are sorting this for you. And you're like, yeah, okay. So that's what Almost is about, literally.
Closer.
but I'm not there yet. Almost within reach, but I'm not there yet. Weakness, let's see, monsters.
That's Big Little Lions with Almost from their wonderful new album, AM, PM. Helen Austin, Paul Upton joining us on Folk Roots Radio today. So the album will be out shortly. What happens after that? Are you going to go ahead and tour this? I'm curious as to your shows. Will you have like two parts to the show and the first half of the show will be playing this album all the way through?
Oh, no, we're not going to play this album all the way through. Because of our distance, this is the tricky thing, is we don't get that time to rehearse. So we can only choose songs that are going to come together fairly quickly. So we've got a tour coming up in July in BC, and then another one in the Midwest at the end of August, beginning of September. We're not like a normal band where they play the songs and then record them. We write the songs and record them. And then we go, ooh, how are we going to play this?
I always have that in the back of my mind when I'm producing something, but I just can't seem to dial it down enough to keep it simple.
We have time for one more song. We're going to play, I love this one, Why Won't My Brain Stop? Which is interesting because I spend a lot of time trying to calm my mind to keep it exactly where I want it. This is a song about insomnia, isn't it?
It is. It was actually inspired by a friend of mine who, he's a comedian back in England. All his Facebook posts were slept at this time, couldn't sleep. And I'm like, oh my goodness, because I used to be an insomnia. I'm not anymore because I found the right drugs.
You continue to make beautiful music. I love your songs. And
thank you.
I love the creativity that just oozes out of every pore of both of you. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Helen Austin and Paul Otten, they make music together as Big Little Lions. You can find them online at biglittlelions.com. We're going to wrap things up with Why Won't My Brain Stop from their wonderful new album, AM, PM. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
The dark to close in. When will my th- this is Kelly Z from Kelly's Lot, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall. I like hanging with the folk.
You are a butterfly. Good morning, Mr. Colston. I see your ships come in. Will you pay $100? For my torn and ragged skin, 'cause the master needs his coffee, and the master needs his rum, and the missus needs her sugar to make her sugar plum. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your kingdom come? They tell me, Mr. Colston, you're a God-fearing man. Did the Lord give you permission to take me from my land? Though we're equal in construction, did he render you the best? Do you hold a sacred license to burn letters in my chest? Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul be blessed? Your generosity, it's thanks to you there's hospitals and poor folk property. It's thanks to you 100,000 souls were sold as slaves, and a quarter died in transit, and the ocean was their graves. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul be saved? I see you on the strand, beneath your arm the manifest, your Bible in your hand, your sugar from Barbados, your coffee from Brazil. For each white child you educate, another black child killed. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your cup be filled? Colston, your philanthropy is plain. There's hardly hall or street or school that doesn't bear your name. It's a golden chain that binds you to a poison legacy. No statue or memorial can hide your history. Good morning, Mr. Colston, when will your soul be free? Am I not a brother and a man?
That's English singer-songwriter Reg Muros with Good Morning, Mr. Colston from his latest long player Stolen from God, an album that highlights England's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. Now, Edward Colston was a British merchant, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, whose life work was commemorated in the city of Bristol by a statue and his name on several public buildings, and a man who was finally being revealed as being heavily involved in the forcible kidnapping and transportation of many thousands of Africans. And that's it. That's all we can squeeze into this hour of the show. And thanks again to all of our radio partners who help us bring Folk Roots Radio to you each week. We'll leave you with Mary Gauthier, showing her gratitude for a wonderful city in the Netherlands, a country she tours often, and one where she picked up her first record deal, with Amsterdam, from her latest album, Dark Enough to See the Stars. Stay safe and well, everyone. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. We'll definitely see you next time.
Bicycle bells on Rembrandt Street, Spanish shoes on the stranger's feet, newsboy caps, old Dutch men, an alley cat with a Cheshire grin, sailor's bars, old cafes, cobblestone carriageways, kisses in the summer rain, falling back in love again. All right, feeling all right in Amsterdam tonight. All right, feeling all right in Amsterdam. Carousels, calliopes, cathedral bells, hyacinths and daffodils, tulips in the windowsills. It's been a heartbreak year. I'm so glad to be back here, walking these old streets with you, wide awake, a dream come true. A king-size bed, none of this is gonna last. All of it is gonna pass, but I look into your eyes and see I got everything I'll ever need. Amsterdam, all
Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noelle, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.